And can you taste that it's sugar-free? Can you tell the difference?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say because I guess I can, but it really does taste good. And, you know, I haven't had sugar in, like, I don't know, 16 years. So when if I eat something that's got sugar in it, I immediately know it. I mean, you can taste it because it just like it. It's like it's just super strong, you know, when really it's just a normal, it's made the normal way. It just to you, since you hadn't had sugar in so long, it just, you know, it just screams sugar. Your body, your body alarm goes off, and you know, I have to stay away from that stuff if I want to, you know, stay at this weight.
I quit drinking sodas like Mountain Dew and Pepsi and root beers and all that. I quit all that for about 10 years. I just recently started drinking those again, but when I was just drinking water instead of all those things, I didn't miss them at all. I didn't have, there's no missing that. But on the rare occasion I would be in a restaurant and I would get one, man, when you taste that, it tastes like you're drinking liquid sugar when you drink a soft drink. They're not like that anymore. Anyway, I'm at home. I appreciate the ride home. I'm going to unload and go in here and get on the computer and draw some vectors and see how good I did. Anyway, good talking to you, David. KB4CBA. Have a good tennis match. W4DJW.
Well, good luck with your work there. And it's good, always good to talk with you. And we will talk to you later. I'll do my best out there. No guarantees. W4DJW, KB4CBA, clear.
WN4ZLK. So you didn't need my location at that particular time?
For a vector, and then send it to you. Well, I don't know. How can you tell me where that was? Is it intersection of two roads or something?
Yeah, exactly. It was the intersection of 25 and 123, White Horse Road and 123.
Okay, I know exactly where that is. That's all I needed to know. That way, when I plot it, it should go through that intersection or close. If I did good.
Yeah, I was going under the bridge while I was counting, so that's why I picked that spot, and I figured you'd know. And hello, Dave, KB4CBA, and I'll let you go. N4ZLK.
Thanks, Shane. Catch you later. W4DJW, clear.
W4DJWK, 5WLL. When you get a chance, just give me a phone call, if you would.
To the truck, and when I get unloaded and upstairs, I'll give you a call.
No rush, sir. K5WLL.
K4ZLK. ZLK Mobile.
12 Tango Mobile. 5W2G.
W2T and 0TR Rescue. I'm over here eating a beautiful dinner, and I can't stay, so just wanted to let you know. Hollered for you earlier, didn't hear you. W2T and 0TR.
All right, well, I just left one of your favorite grocery stores, and they broke the bank, so I'm headed home. I can't afford to go out and eat anything. So anyway, talk to you later. W2T Mobile.
LK Mobile. Hey, Rusty.
You must be between drops.
Headed over to pick up a full trailer and drop an empty one.
In your case, you get paid whether they're full or empty the same rate.
I'll never forget. I did a package for, you know, 20-something years, and I was talking to a guy who had gone from package into doing this. He was working night, and I was asking him how his Christmas season was going, because we call it peak. And how's your peak season going? And he looked at me and he said, peak? What peak? I pull two trailers, whether they're empty or full. It doesn't matter to me. And I'd never thought about it like that.
With you guys, I mean, you're not like these over-the-road freight companies that, the independents that, you know, if they're pulling a full trailer, they get a higher rate than if they're pulling an empty trailer. So,
I had a friend here who used to drive out of this area over here in the Spartanburg area, and he used to drive, and that was his biggest complaint when he ended up having to deadhead back with an empty trailer, because that wasn't making him what he was making when he had a full one to pull somewhere.
About after I started doing this is probably 30% of the UPS tractor trailers you see on the road are empty, full and empties. Because, like, we coming out of Greenville, you know, we may not have a load going out of Greenville, but there's always something coming in. And they've got to replace the equipment for drive up with no trailer and pick up a trailer. And, you know, there's always got to be a replacement. So I didn't realize it was that high, 30%.
What I thought, too, that's higher than what I would think. And also, anyway, yeah, let me take this phone call. I'll be back in a minute. W2T.
Okay, I'll be here for about 5 more minutes.
Okay, K and 4VWA.
How we doing this, Shane?
Hey, Steve.
Well, I was wondering how that new radio's doing.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I'm learning more about it. I get on it just about every morning and play around with it and do some listening, and I'm figuring out some really cool features on it. And so, yeah, I like it.
You moved up to your general, didn't you?
Several years ago.
And have you got your extra yet?
I started to study it at one point, but ran out of time or gumption, I'm not sure which. Probably a little of both. But I was listening to some DX stations the last few days, and I was looking at where they were, and I'm thinking it's time to upgrade.
Down here on the lower part of the bands, that's true. There's a few of them hide out down here in the extra territory, but I tell you, I find plenty to do up in my general territory, and I've got to go ahead and get my extra also, but like you said, I just haven't had time to go ahead and get it lately. I've got so many other hobbies that are keeping me going. Plus, you know, being retired, I have become a domestic engineer or a domesticated engineer.
Retired to have that role because my wife seems to think the ham radio is not as important as some other things, and I can't quite figure that out.
Wife younger than you are. You will be retiring probably just a little bit before she will, right?
I don't know. She works her job that she had years ago. She kind of worked from home, and she trained the system out of herself out of a job. They sent it all overseas, and now she just kind of works part-time 3 days a week.
Believe me when I say, because I speak from experience, the minute that you retire, they believe that it is their responsibility to make sure that you don't have time to sit around and get into mischief.
To convince me of that.
My wife, I finally had to tell her, I said, look, you know what, I'll give you 15 hours, you relegate 15 hours a week, and I'll do it. Beyond that, oh well.
If you wanted to work full time, you were just going to go back where you were getting paid, is that what you said?
Hey, I told her I was going to go back to work full time in my old business so that I could get a vacation.
Yeah, that's funny. It's what it is, though, and we love it.
Yeah, I must admit, I am enjoying retirement. And occasionally I'll go out and I'll do jobs like today, and, you know, I'll make a little money, a little mad money for the radios and all that kind of good stuff, but... You know, I only do what I want to do, so it's pretty nice. Hey, just ask Dave, W4DJW, about that. He has recently discovered retirement.
Sounds really busy.
He's busy as much as he wants to be and doing what he wants to do. Well, I take that back. Short of the time that he has to invest around his house to keep his nice lady happy.
Steve, you just out. Are you complaining or bragging today? W2T on the road again.
It's a mighty quick 5 minutes.
5 minutes? That was Shane said he would only be around for five more minutes. I was just on the phone for 2 minutes. The guy found out I was mobile and wasn't near my computer, so he wants me to look at something when I get home, and then he's going to forward a complaint through me to the barbershop district's board for the next board meeting. So, you know.
With high position comes high responsibilities.
Let me grab it. Yeah, I'm the one that said 5 minutes. Anyway, I'm here. I got to go. And now that Rusty's back, not really. N4ZLK.
Shane, have a good afternoon, buddy. Don't run over anybody. Be safe out there. Have a good one. Rusty, so, like I said, with high responsibility, high position comes high responsibility.
Shane, be careful out there. And what do you mean high high position? I don't have a high position. I'm just a higher level flunky than some of the others, you know?
Well, I thought you were the chief cook and bottle washer for the quartet stuff there in your area.
And our conventions. And we got several people that are higher up than me. And just do the job and, you know, try to make things work and make everybody happy in the end. But for some reason, you still can't make them all happy, you know?
I say, there is no possible way that if you get a group of more than five people together, there is no possible way that you can make everybody completely happy.
And for years, that ain't nothing new. A couple of good-looking young ladies out here walking a dog alongside my road. Not exactly a place to walk a dog, so. Anyway, I'm about to pull in the yard, and I need to get off this road without getting hit by the idiot behind me this tailgate. Talk to you later, Steve. KN4VWA, W2T, 73s for now.
Later, Rusty. KN4VWA, clear.